now hear Sylvia Hartley with one of the monologues she wrote for the U3A Todmorden Creative Writing Group. This one's called Unrequited Love.
It was Mrs. Gledhill, I suppose, that set me off. We were having a cup around at hers and trying to make us minds up whether to go to the new lunch club down at the community centre. Two courses for a fiver's good, but we wanted to find out if Mrs. Brewster were involved. You know her, she's in amateurs and allus singing at us. It ain't that she's got a rotten voice, although Mrs. Gledhill thinks the top notes are a bit sharp. But we'll gather lilacs and there'll be bluebirds over the Watsits. Doesn't really mix with roast pork and apple crumble. Her mum were in top class when we went to Walker Street Juniors. She were a monitor and allus in school play, Mrs. Gledhill said. She picked a tin up from under the sideboard and tipped out a load of photos. There, I remembered her then. Oh, aye, teacher's pet. Yeah, more than you. I weren't naughty, but I couldn't spell. Allus in bother for rotten marks in tests. We started sifting through the pictures. Tiny little black and white ones. Never mind reading specs, I needed a magnifying glass to see properly. Eh, take 'em home, there's loads of 'em. Drop 'em back tomorrow before bingo. So I did. I shoved 'em back in tin and went home. I put 'em on the table and had a rummage. Old Sunday school concerts, birthdays. And then I saw it. Or should I say him? It was school football team from Winston Green Secondary. And there he was, next to Mrs. G's brother, Norman Morris. Tall, fair-haired, and let's be honest, blooming gorgeous. And I was back, 15 again, hiding round corner by post office, waiting for him to go training. A glimpse of him in his shorts and I was just a lump of jelly. I weren't only one that thought he were fit. Jacqueline Morton and me at sometimes walked the long way home past his house. Eh, happy days. Been happier if he'd noticed I actually existed. But hey-ho, we all went our ways and I married my old Fred and we rubbed along nicely. But sometimes I had a little fluttering, a sort of half daydream. Silly woman, weren't I? Eh, never mind. What happened to Norman Morris? You know him on the football team we are Clifford. Eh, you used to like him, didn't you? Now then he went to live in Elland, I think. You were an apprentice butcher. His grandad had a stall at market at Huddersfield. Well, I thought, I might have a little trip out. I hadn't been to Huddersfield for years, and there's a bus goes over at Tops, so off I went. I had a coffee and a look round. I saw market hall, and somehow my feet went inside, and there I was, slap bang in front of the stall. You know which one? There were an old fella sat on a buffet chatting to a young lad. Can I help you, love? By gum, I recognised that voice. I looked at him. Four pork sausages, please, I muttered. Surely that weren't Golden Norman. That bald bloke with brown teeth and a belly size of Bradford. They are, love. £1.80. And he shoved them in my bag and laughed again as he gave me my change. Oh, it was like being slapped in face with a fresh cow pat. Did I enjoy my sausages? I threw them in the bin and had a boiled egg. Did I tell Mrs. Gledhill? No. But I bought some flowers and I took them for Fred and I told him he was best ever. And do you know what? He were.